Thank you, Pastor, for allowing us to come and share with you all about what God's been doing in Papua New Guinea. He's accomplished great things and through our labors together for Christ. You know, my chains fell off. They're gone. And I remember that day. I was in my apartment, and I had heard the gospel, but I had never responded to it. Until that day, I came home from work, and I was sitting there, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, you know what you need to do. And I went in my back bedroom and got down on my knees, and I said, Lord, I know that I'm a sinner, that I'm going straight to hell, but Jesus died to pay the penalty of my sins. And I accept that payment for the payment of my sins, and I want to be your child. I got up a new man in Christ. D.L. Moody was in a meeting, and someone asked him, how many were saved tonight? And he said, 2.5. And they said, oh, 2 adults and 1 child. He said, no, 2 children and 1 adult. He said, the children have their whole life of them ahead of them to serve the Lord, but this adult, his life is half gone. So we need to trust, you know, boys and girls, moms and dads, be faithful in witnessing to your children. I was thrilled to hear this little girl here, 5 years old, trusted Christ as her Savior. That's the first step we can make to please Jesus. And we praise the Lord for that. Time will not allow us to share everything that we experienced over the past 4 years in Papua New Guinea. So we've prepared a 10-minute video presentation of some things that God's been doing there. Without Him, we can do nothing. You've heard the statement, a picture's worth 1,000 words. Well, we've got about 160,000 picture words for you in this that we'd like to share with you in the next 10 minutes. So fasten your seat belts and prepare for departure. Here we go.
We are Steve and Sandy Aholt. Thank you so much for your faithful prayers and support of our work. Time will only allow us to show you highlights from our last term in Papua New Guinea. Our health requirements, coupled with insufficient health care, made it necessary for us to depart the field 5 times during this past term.
During our last furlough, we shared with you that we would not be starting up the aviation program again if there were no additional missionaries to help run that program. We saw God's hand in this, and He did not provide the personnel that we needed. God was showing us clearly that He was closing the door on our aviation ministry. We were kept busy in ministry, plus doing necessary work to care for the airplane, even though it was not being flown.
3 months after our return, our daughter and her family had some developing health and medical issues that required them to travel back to the U.S. Our ABW leadership asked us to escort them to Columbus, Ohio. We then returned back to work in Papua New Guinea, or PNG.
Thank you for your prayers for Sandy's eyes. In December 2011, her glaucoma worsened. This required us to leave PNG again to the U.S. to have specialized surgery done on her right eye. We returned to PNG in March 2012 to resume our ministry once again. 5 months later, Sandy's mother became terminally ill. We again returned to the U.S. to be with family until her death in October.
During that time in the U.S., my doctor decided that my left eye needed the same specialized surgery that my right eye had required. Returning to PNG brought new health challenges to my ministry. The doctor warned me that if I got an infection in either one of my eyes, that I could go blind within hours. I was very careful about what I did and where I went to prevent infections.
We continued assisting with the aviation needs of our Simbai-based missionaries. Our PNG field team had no full-time maintenance person, so I was in charge of repairing and managing all of our Goroka property and our Goroka Baptist Bible College campus. I also served as our PNG field secretary and assistant treasurer.
Due to lack of missionaries, Steve took on other necessary workloads. He was developing what we know now as carpal tunnel syndrome in both of his hands. We continued our social committee responsibilities. This kept us busy cleaning, preparing housing, and providing meals weekly for our missionaries and other visitors coming and going from PNG.
God has given me a talent and a love for the Pidgin language. One of my jobs was to do final translation checks on the ABW Good Soil English to Pidgin translation work.
Croker Baptist Church went through some transition times, changing pastors and dealing with church discipline issues that had lingered for too long. Steve was asked by the church leaders for some advice about how to address these matters. Praise the Lord that these issues were dealt with in a biblical way that glorified God.
A large portion of our time was consumed assisting our missionaries with selling, packing up belongings, and leaving PNG. One widowed missionary lady had left behind a 20-foot container of her personal belongings. She was able to return with her girlfriend to help organize, sell, and pack up those belongings. Wayaki Bungi is a mutual friend of ours who was very helpful with this process.
Another family needed to pack up and fly out all of their belongings from the Simbai Mission Station. As the stuff was flown out, Steve was on the other end, unloading the airplane and packing their cargo into a sea container. A truck was hired to haul the container to the port where everything had to be repacked into a new container that was acceptable as seaworthy.
Sandy and I purchased food, personal provisions, and market produce for one of our Simbai families. We then went early the next morning to help load that cargo onto the airplane. About 2 hours later, we would return to the airport to help unload any backloaded items that had come back to Goroka from Simbai. 50 kg bags of coffee were usually sent back by the Simbai pastors. Again, we were unloading it from the airplane, reloading it into our vehicle, and taking it to sell at one of the coffee companies there in Goroka. Some church members give coffee as their offering at church, and some pastors grow coffee to supplement their income.
Our aviation administrator decided that we should sell the mission airplane. Masauka Secondary School wanted to begin a flight training program in their high school. Our mission airplane, P2NOX, was sold to Mr. Asaro, the owner of the school. The airplane had not been flown for 4 years. Steve worked to get the airplane inspected, registered, and a new certificate of airworthiness for the school. This was a time-consuming obligation. When God provides the necessary personnel to restart the aviation program in PNG, there is nearly $200,000 of finances and assets available for that purpose.
Starkey Hearing Aid Company from the U.S. has made a great impact in PNG. One of our Goroka Baptist Bible College couples has three deaf children, Hundabe, Benson, and Arime. The children were all fitted with hearing aids and are now able to hear. They learned sign language and were able to hear what words sound like so they could begin to talk. We provided transportation for the children to and from school each day while their parents were in Bible classes. This year, the children were placed in a regular classroom. Hundabe may be teaching sign language to other deaf children near their home village.
I was able to begin some purity classes called True Love Waits with high school and college age girls. I started teaching in English and later began translating the lessons into Pidgin. Brenda Tamu is the wife of the PNG National Director for Word of Life. This is an answer to prayer for her to continue teaching the girls.
Matthew and Priscilla Taku is the first couple to graduate from our Bible college and go back to their home village to pastor in the Bundi area. Concord Bible Church gave funds to purchase a water tank and transport it to the remote village church where Matthew was ordained to preach. Thank you for this sacrificial gift that provides clean, life-giving rainwater to this remote area. Please pray for Matthew and Priscilla as they have an itinerant ministry to six churches in the Bundi area.
Steve and Gretchen Rudd have taken over teaching a religious instruction class at the International School, where we have been teaching for over 15 years. This is a private school that has allowed our mission to teach Bible lesson classes for over 40 years. Steve and Gretchen have finally received permission to have two classes. One group is for witnessing and the other group is for discipleship. Please pray that our Bible college will take this over as a teacher training ministry for their students.
I have been mentoring some of the boys in our neighborhood. Tony is a junior in high school and would like to become a pastor someday. Mackie is Tony's best friend. They work to hold each other accountable through daily quiet time devotions. They have both been baptized and desire to share their faith in Christ with their friends. They call us Dad and Mom. We've helped them to grow spiritually since they were small children.
Soma is a friend of ours. She is the oldest of six children. She has always worked to care for and financially support her family. We employed her so that she could pay off her school fee in order for her to receive her high school diploma. Soma's diligence to study the Bible and obey God has made her into the godly young lady that she is today. She is in her second year at Groka Baptist Bible College. Her goal is to open a school in her remote village and teach there. One main question that young girls have shared with us is, who will we marry and serve God with? Please pray for the young people to make good decisions about marriage.
Abu was a godly Christian man who was looking for work. Sandy hired him to help her work in our yard. Some people have green thumbs, and he was one of those type of people. Several weeks before we left PNG, Abu began to complain of not feeling well. After church one day, I took him to the hospital where he was admitted. Once he arrived at his bed, he looked up at me and said, "I'm ready to go now." Within 2 weeks, we found ourselves ministering to his family and helping them with Abu's funeral. His wife testified that in the hospital just before he died, he raised his hand toward heaven and said to her, "Look, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Then his hand fell to the bed and he died. God used our family to witness of Jesus' love in the remote village of Bundi. That group shared their newfound faith in Jesus with their family and friends. The good news spread like a wildfire through those mountains. Six churches are alive today, and the fire continues to spread. Missionaries in countries all over the world have stories of people being saved and villages being transformed because of sharing Jesus' love with them. God just needs people like you and me to share the good news of Jesus with others. Are you willing to say, "Lord, here am I. Send me."